Hey friends, welcome back to another Anchor podcast. Good to have you with me today. I've been thinking about the subject of alignment. This morning I was listening to a leadership podcast and they were discussing the significance of alignment within an organization, a ministry, a not-for-profit. And as I was listening to that podcast, I began to think about three ways or three ideas that we could lean into to help us ensure that we have the kind of alignment necessary for collaboration, synergy, and to really help us accomplish what our purpose and goal is as a leadership community. The first idea has to do with understanding. I believe when you have greater understanding, you can have greater alignment. And understanding has to do with clarity. It has to do with knowing why you exist, what you're trying to accomplish, how you're going to accomplish that, and what is your role? What can you contribute to that end? So the more understanding you have, the greater you can align your ideas, your heart, your values. And alignment is really not just a mutual recognition and mutual acknowledgement, but it is a submission to one another. And as a leader, you want to make sure you are fostering an understanding environment among those who are working with you to accomplish whatever it is your goal may be. So understanding is a great way to strengthen your alignment. The second idea to strengthening alignment is trust. The more trust you have in each other, the greater heart alignment and relational alignment you will have. And trust is critical because you want to be able to know that your hard work each day, your communications, what you're doing to contribute to the organization as a whole is going to be valued. And you want to know that as you're doing that, you can pull on the relational rope when you need it and someone else is going to be there. Patrick Lencioni, in his book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, as well as much of his material, and beyond him, just out there in general, we know that trust is critical. And the more you can trust in people, then the greater alignment you will have. Because as your organization moves forward and grows, pressure, circumstances, unmet deadlines, profit margins that are not what you want them to be, the kind of breakthroughs and stories that you're needing to emerge aren't happening, it puts pressure on the relational tension. It puts pressure on the organization. And when that pressure comes, it will expose those places where you don't have trust. So trust is critical to having the kind of alignment you want. The third idea to having strengthened and greater alignment is relational connection. So spending time together, enjoying one another's company, getting to know each other, having a fondness and an appreciation for each other, and maybe in some cases even a deep respect or love for one another, would be words that you would use and experiences that you would have that really are evidence of the relational connection. And so relational connection allows you to have greater alignment. Now you might be asking, isn't relational connection the same as understanding or trust? I don't think it is, because I have deep relational connection to my wife, for example, of 27 and a half years of marriage, but there are times I still don't understand what she needs, or she may not understand what I need or what I'm saying or what she's saying. And so we need to trust and seek clarity. There are times when I have a relational connection with a coworker, but I don't have deep trust. That relationship hasn't been tested. So there's a unique distinction between understanding and relational connection and trust. Now, how do you begin to build each one of those? Well, understanding requires good question asking. The more questions you can ask to seek out clarity is very helpful. And good listening skills will really help you in the area of understanding. The more you can state what another is saying and listen well and listen deeply, you will get a better understanding. Trust is built by practicing and follow through. Follow through on the things you say you're going to do. Hold others accountable to their follow through. And so accountability and encouragement are significant ways that you can foster trust in other people and receive trust from other people. And with respect to relational connection, there you need to spend time together. Find ways on how you can take a coffee break together, a lunch break together, maybe do something after hours outside the office together. Maybe you bring your families together if you're in a similar season of life and go to the park and your kids play together, or different ideas that you can do. Have shared experiences where you begin to foster relational connection. So understanding is about asking the right questions and clarifying statements. Trust is about accountability and encouragement, and relational connection is about spending time. So hopefully you can apply some of those areas to your life and to your leadership to foster greater alignment, which will help your organization have the kind of synergy it needs to answer this question. What can we do together that we could never accomplish on our own? Hey, I hope this helps you guys. Have a great day.